Hello.
Hello. I'm sorry. I was swallowing, but I'm ready now. I'm
Jen. Water. I'm Jess. We are Fat Mascara. Thank you for joining us today, whether it's your first listen or you're a long time listener.
If you're new, I'll just tell you right now, this is the best beauty podcast in the world. The end.
Not biased at all.
So in fact, so much so because we love our listeners and we really listen to them. And you guys, it's 2020, a new year.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving the show a little refresh.
Yeah, we've been doing this for a long time, almost 4 years, which is crazy. I cannot even like mentally grasp that. But we thought it might be time to shake it up. So let us know what you think. Let's be flexible.
Yes.
Let's be patient.
Yes. And the music won't change. We'll still have fun music in the beginning. But we're going to do beauty news headlines, which we're going to try and do more regularly just to bring you guys up to speed on what's going on in the beauty industry.
Mm-hmm.
Then our normal fun topics. Today, what are we talking about?
We are talking about Invisalign.
Oh, yeah. That's
a lot of you responded to Jen's Invisalign adventures. I had no idea that dental care was such an underserved part of our podcast.
No, so we'll talk about orthodontics. And yes. Then we also have a listener question mm-hmm. about frizz on fine hair.
Yes, exactly. So I have some hot tips for you. And then our guest is the fabulous, gorgeous Mae Musk. She was so great. We took a photo with her after, and I was like, God, I haven't looked that happy in a long time.
Oh, she's beaming. She just started giggling and made us laugh so that we'd laugh along with her. What a fun.
Yeah, she's lady. A cool lady. She is a cool, cool lady. All right. Like Jen said, we want to keep you up to speed on all the industry news and gossip. So here is the week in beauty news.
Ooh, nice ring to it.
So first up at CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, L'Oreal was there and they debuted something called Perso. Perso is this little device that is designed for at home, and it uses AI, artificial intelligence, to kind of concoct the perfect skincare for you. It takes into account pollution, the way you look on the camera. Like, it's very, very advanced.
It's not ready for home yet, though. Okay, so it's not available for sale yet. So we should just watch this space and see what Perso is going to be.
Totally. Another, on like a more fun note, I mean, that was fun, but this is like more fun. There's going to be a Baby Yoda cosmetics line.
This week in beauty news is the Baby Yoda cosmetics line.
I thought you guys needed to know. I'm not a Star Wars person, but I'm just like, I love all those Baby Yoda memes. So we don't know for sure what it's going to look like, but Lucasfilm applied for all of these patents, and some of them were like what you'd expect, like, you know, toys and games, but cosmetics is in the picture.
I have no idea. Can't wait to see.
Then Taraji P. Henson, for Empire fans, are going to like this. She's launching a line at Target. It's all about hair care for all different hair types. There's a very big focus on scalp care, which I thought was interesting.
And I love the packaging of this line. Like, nice solid colors really popped for me. So
yeah,
check
I did.
That out.
I did think it was cool. And it's available now. And then for our like finance buffs, Charlotte Tilbury is rumored to be looking for a buyer.
Yeah, she's got a firm to help her sort of like get things in order. Who knows? Maybe she's going to be the next what? Kardashian.
I think she's going to sell for more than like everything we've spoken about on this show. We talked a lot about acquisitions.
The highest
recently.
At this point is like what? $1.3 billion for an acquisition?
I don't remember.
It's Charlotte
those
Tilbury,
numbers and it all becomes like, bleh.
The $2 billion woman. We'll see.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
So, Jen, we got a lot of feedback, especially in the Facebook group and on Instagram, on your Invisalign mention. It was like everyone's coming out of the woodwork.
I thought on last week's episode everybody would be talking about chicken butt, but no, apparently it was my teeth that you're all curious about. Did you ever wear braces?
No.
Okay. Just so I need to bring everybody up to speed. I was that kid who had braces starting, I believe, in fourth grade.
Wow.
I had them through till 10th grade. It was either not, it might have got them off in ninth grade. It was five years minimum. I had headgear that was worn during the day.
You
not for very
thing.
Long, but most of it was at night. But like for like 1 week, I remember I had to wear the thing. And I mean, I had top and bottom braces, like literally all of my childhood.
Did you have colored braces and stuff like
that? I would get the rubber bands here
and
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had an extreme overbite. I will post a picture of what my janky ass teeth looked like.
I have to see this. You know, God bless that your parents got you braces.
So
because
I was.
That's an investment.
And I was going to say, orthodontics are very expensive. I also think there's been a trend in America where a lot of people aren't dealing with them with kids. And then as an adult, when you have your own money, you can do it.
Yeah.
So, of course, my teeth kept shifting. And then in my early 20s, I had my overbite again. And my bottom teeth, which is what happens to a lot of people, your jaw sort of separates and they started getting really crooked looking.
Now, question, how did you know you had an overbite again? Because this seems like something that like is gradual.
Well, they looked more buck again. They started looking buck to me.
You felt that they looked buck.
I noticed in pictures and I went to an orthodontist and she agreed and she gave me a set of Invisalign. This is not the final of the story.
Okay.
So I wore the Invisalign trays. And, you know, you get a new tray every week. They're really tight. You wear them all day long, but you can't eat with them in. So I went through, it was a year and a half of wearing Invisalign trays, which brought my teeth back in line, straightened the bottom ones. They look great. Then you're supposed to wear the Invisalign final set. They make like you like a retainer set sort of.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear. It doesn't look like an old school retainer. You're supposed to wear that. From then on.
So after a year, weekly
at night
thingies.
You need to put in your trays every night.
For the rest of your life.
So it wasn't clear to me like what they meant by like keep wearing your trays.
That's my first question. How long?
I'm just gonna ignorant. I didn't know.
Okay.
So I think I lost the tray after maybe like 6 months. But you know, you're young. I was like 23 and I was like, whatever, my teeth look great now.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I guess 5 years later, they started shifting again. And I was like, I got to pay for damn Invisalign again.
So I actually have no clue about how much is Invisalign.
So
do
it can be like an expensive set, $200 a month for maybe 16 months. So I can't, you know.
Oh,
I
they remember, make like there's different tiers of sets.
Yeah. Oh, it's, it all depends too on how many you need. Like I think I need like something like 16 months worth. So I had to make 16 little sets of different retainers that slowly shift your teeth in. Shift your teeth into place. You don't get them all at once. You go back every month and you get your new set, hoping that the old set shifted them a little bit.
This is so fascinating.
So I laid out the first time I got it at a discount because I was writing a story about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second time I paid for it myself. You better freaking believe when I was paying for it myself and had already been through it once.
You were compliant.
So on the last set, my teeth are nice and straight. You get the clear set of the Invisalign trays, and you must wear them every night. I do not wear them every night because I feel like they make my breath smell so horrible in the morning because your mouth gets kind of dried out from them.
Yeah.
And so it's now been 3 years since that, maybe four.
Is it the same retainer for 3 years?
Yes.
That's nasty. I would think that you would get a freshie like every
month
or so.
Every time I do a dental cleaning, I bring it with me and they clean it like with the supersonic machine. The only weird thing is Think about clear plastic. Like, you have any suction cups in your house? What happens to them after a couple of years?
They get foggy?
They get yellow.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's not dirt, not ox, it's like plastic turns yellow. So my trays now look yellow, which is super gross because there's these like yellow Invisalign trays. But my dentist assures me they are still perfectly in working order.
And the reason why you can't swap them out all the time is like they're expensive because they're molded to your teeth or something.
It's a set. And mine actually has a little extra buildup so that I don't clench at night.
This is all foreign to me, but my teeth have gotten really, you know, shifty in recent years. So it might be in my future. Do you feel claustrophobic with that thing in? I don't like things in my mouth like that.
The first maybe week or so that you're wearing a new set, it's tight and weird feeling for sure. But you get, then it gets so used to it, you don't even notice it. And at night, I usually wear them now. It's just like sometimes if I have a cold and I'm breathing, it's hard to breathe out of my nose. I don't wear them.
Yeah.
But they only last about 5 years, the retainer. So I'm going to have to get a new set made soon.
So there are a lot of new services, like a High Smile, I think.
Candid. Mm-hmm. Invisalign was one of the first ones. Candid, you could do. Some of these you can even do at home. Like you make the impression yourself and mail it in.
Oh, cool.
But listen, if you're dealing with my kind of like effed up teeth, I had to go to the dentist. And to be frank, a lot of people aren't candidates for this because they might need more work done than could be done with a bunch of clear plastic trays.
Well, I have to say I'm shocked because you have absolutely beautiful teeth.
Well, it's funny. I should probably tell people the way I tell people I have Botox when they say I look so great and I don't have wrinkles. I'm like, that's because it's all Botox. If people compliment my smile, I should probably be honest and be like, that's like $20,000 worth of orthodontia right there.
I like it. It's like supermodels.
Thanks,
being Mel
and
real.
Frank. That's my parents that paid for it back in the day. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
And now it's time for listener questions. Now, you guys are great at sending in your questions, but we want even more of them. And we really want you to send voicemails too.
Oh my God, so easy. On your phone, do a little voice memo, send us the MP3, info@fatmascara.com.
We just may play your message on the air.
So, like, tell us your name, but if you don't want your name, like, full name, don't put it in there.
Yeah.
We're putting it on the air.
Pseudonym, like Starbucks, like, make up a fake name.
You can make up a name. I'm okay with that. So, who's our question this week?
So, our question is from one of our listeners, Lizzie. So, Lizzie writes in. She says she has a hair problem. She has fine hair, and due to hormone changes, girl, don't I know, her hair has turned very dry and frizzy. So, she's never had this kind of hair texture before. Hair texture does change with the hormonal changes. So she wants a new shampoo and conditioner that's going to moisturize her hair, but not weigh it down because, like I said, she has really fine hair. So I talked to a couple of different folks about this. I talked to – and she, her hair is very much like my friend's hair, so I know this problem. I've had this like as a side conversation.
We see you, Lindsay. Yeah. We see you.
So I spoke to James Corbett. He is a colorist and he also styles too. And he said this is a very common problem. He said, first of all, like make sure you're getting like those right like hair nutrients. He's a big fan of Nutrafol. I feel like Nutrafol
– oh, my God. Every freaking hairstylist that I talk to recommends that.
Yeah.
Forget the gummies and stuff. Nutrafol is like the real deal.
So try out the Nutrafol and then he – you know, James is not a nutritionist, but he, you know, this is common sense. Like, make sure you're getting enough protein, eating healthy fat. Just make sure that your nutrition's in check. And then he asked it for this kind of hair. He really loves, like, instead of a conditioner or like in addition, oil treatments. Okay. I thought that might be too heavy for fine hair,
but he says no.
Put it on dry hair. That's a big mistake people make. Put it on bone dry hair, and that's how it's going to work. And you can use anything from like. Well, he likes this fancy Philip B one. That's his favorite. But he said even jojoba, like get thee to a health food store. Jojoba, castor oil, wheat germ oil, all those things, and vitamin E. He said those are all really great treatments that will like just smooth the cuticle for a while. Mm-hmm. As for shampoo and conditioner, he said to avoid anything that says volumizing because those shampoos and conditioners are going to like usually kind of rough up your cuticle. They're not going to give you the moisture you need.
Sometimes they're more drying. So even mm-hmm. though you have fine hair and that seems to make sense, it's going to make your fine hair frizzy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of like a huh moment. And
that's what we call an aha moment.
My beauty aha.
I'm pretty sure we made that up, not Oprah.
And Fido makes one called Fido Densia, like dense, like thick. So that's a great shampoo he loves. And then I also asked my friend Barb Thompson from the Pine Petaluma. she totally got this problem. And she said, you really just want to double up on like moisture and shine formulas. And her favorite is the Orbe Gold Lust line. She said it like adds moisture and like protein without weighing your hair down. I think it actually has amino acids that mimic the proteins. And then the Kérastase Discipline line. Kérastase has so many freaking lines. It's like the peachy one. It's all anti-frizz.
And I will say, you named a bunch of prestige hair things. If you're going to the mass for this, the moisture thing is key. It seems counterintuitive, but when your hair is dry, it grabs water from the air. It absorbs water from the air. Mm. And that's what makes the cuticle fluff up and look all frizzy. Like if you lived in a desert and you had dry hair, it probably wouldn't be as frizzy, but your hair sees that moisture out there and it wants it. But if it's getting its own moisture from your lovely moisturizing shampoo and conditioner, it doesn't need to fluff up and try and get it from the air.
That's a great point.
It was an unscientific way of explaining it, but
it's a good analogy.
Yeah. So look for a moisturizing shampoo. And my other suggestion would be then don't necessarily use the conditioner. If you have a really nice moisturizing shampoo and you have fine hair, you might not need the conditioner. Depends on your hair type, of course. If you guys have questions, Jess, where should they email their voicemail memo or voice memo?
Take a little voice memo. It's very easy. Don't be shy. And then send it right to info@fatmascara.com. If you are really shy, you can just write it in an email to info@fatmascara.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Okay, so we're here with Mae Musk, who was raised in South Africa, lived most of her life in Canada. She began modeling when she was 15, and she's worked steadily since then. You've seen her everywhere. She's starred in commercials for Tiffany & Company, Macy's, Target. She's been on, like, every magazine cover. She was also featured in Beyoncé's music video for Haunted, which I love.
I did not know that.
Yeah, now you know.
Okay.
And in 2017, when she was 69, she became CoverGirl's oldest spokesperson and model.
I like the commercial. She's like, people say, like, there's an age where you just don't care. Well, I'd like to know what that age that is.
Mic drop.
I don't know what accent that was.
You tried. We'll find out. She has also studied nutrition. Jess has interviewed her as a nutritionist, worked as a dietitian, and then she raised three kids, Kimball, Tosca, and Elon Musk. Maybe you've heard of him.
Mage.
Yeah, the founder of Tesla and SpaceX. So on December 31st of last year, Viking published her book, A Woman Makes a Plan, Advice for a Lifetime of Adventure, Beauty, and Success. Now she's here to talk about that and more. Okay, so let's talk about the title of your book, A Woman Makes a Plan. Did you make a plan? Like when you started out your life, did you know what you were going to do with it?
You never know what you're going to do with your life. You can make plans. They never turn out the way you wanted them to make out. And so It comes from the South African saying, a boer maak 'n plan, which means a farmer makes a plan. And it's not that a farmer plans his life. Things go wrong when you're a farmer, and then the farmer makes a plan. So if you're doing something and it doesn't go right, you just say, a boer maak 'n plan. And the funny thing is, I give talks around the world, and there will be a South African in there who hears, my book is coming out, and it's A Woman Makes a Plan. And I'll hear a voice in the audience, a boer maak 'n plan. And I said, exactly.
All right, so maybe you didn't plan this, but you have been a model for most of your life. How did you even get into that? At what, age 15, you told me?
At 15, I started, and I certainly didn't plan to be a model at 71, but I adapted.
You should have been a farmer, Meg.
I know, I should have. So what happens is, as I got older, I just modeled as an older model. So then at 28, I was the oldest model in Pretoria, so I was mother of the bride.
At 28?
I had to be mother of the bride because—
How old was the bride?
They were 16, 17.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, that's how modeling was. And they couldn't have a 16 or 17-year-old model mother of the bride. And I already had three kids, so I had to do that. And then when I was in Toronto at 42, I did a cover for Grandmother magazine. And I wasn't a grandmother, but I was the oldest model in Toronto.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, if it pays me and I have three kids to feed, I did it.
Also, I can't believe there's a magazine called Grandmother Magazine.
I know. Is it still in circulation? I'd like to take a peek at that.
I don't know. I do have that cover in my website. So I think it was called Grandmother's.
So great.
Parents Magazine.
Regardless, your point is made.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
So did you ever, you know, you're modeling throughout the years, you know, 20s, early 40s. Was there ever a lull in this modeling career?
There was a lull when I came to New York. First of all, I did some great campaigns. And then I signed with a bigger model agency who had all the other models were saying, we're doing three castings a day and I'm doing like one every 2 weeks, but I was still working. And so I joined that agency and then they kind of kept me out of the market. And that was very sad and made me very unhappy, but they said, nobody wants to see me at castings. And I thought, that's unusual. Why would people not want to see me at a casting? You know, many of them knew me and all that. And only when I actually sat there and said, you will let me out of this contract or I'm not leaving. The waiting room. I was sitting there and I wanted to speak to the most senior person. I got out of that contract and then I got a billboard in Times Square, a billboard at Madison Square Gardens, campaigns, editorials, which I'd never, who does editorials in your 60s? And then, and everybody said, we've been trying to book you for years.
So what was up with this agency? I know you're not going to name them, but what was their issue? Was it just ageist or were they just short-sighted? Did they not have the right connections?
No. They had other models my age who'd been with them for 30 years and they considered me competition. And that's what an agent who was fired told another model, that they were trying to keep me out of the market because I was competition for their models. And they were friends, really good friends with the agents. They would go on holiday together and weekends together and things like that. So suddenly I come along and the first casting I go to, I get. And after that, no casting for 6 months.
Right.
But then the other models were really loved me. And the rare occasion they would see me, they'd say, why aren't you at all the castings? And I'd say, they don't want me there. And they say, that's nonsense. And the one agent took my comp cards to the jobs and say, and May's available too. And they said, yeah, they asked for me, but I'm not available. So, and then two other models, they did test shoots with me to show my agent that I'm really good. And they got screamed at by their agent saying, we're her agency and don't you dare interfere. And so it was weird. Mm-hmm. But as I say, that was a very sad time for me because I thought, they didn't want me anymore, but then that's also when I stopped coloring my hair because it didn't matter. I wasn't working because, you know, as a model, it was very expensive to redo your portfolio. You had to do test shoots and everything. Right. And I had long blonde hair that I had to color every 4 weeks. And now I said, well, it doesn't matter. I'll just grow my hair, see what's underneath. And then it was white. So then I cut it in a very short, edgy look. And then definitely my agent wouldn't send me out. And
so funny, that's what you're known for now.
Yeah. And then when I left them, it just blew up my modeling career.
Do you keep in touch with this old horrible agent?
No.
Do you ever see them? Like, do we know where they are?
Yes. They send me congratulations every now and again. I think that's weird.
They always
and
do.
And a few of those agents want to be my friend. And I'm saying, why?
Well, why? At one point, you were a plus size model too,
yes,
right?
In my 30s.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about that? That's fascinating because I have to tell you, well, you're a nutritionist now. Not that you can't be healthy and be a plus size model, but it's just like, I was so shocked when I read that.
Funny enough, my agent from Johannesburg who booked me for all my plus size jobs, when I see her, she's still in South Africa. She either has come to New York, she came for my 60th, or I've been to do modeling jobs or speaking engagements in South Africa. She can't get used to me being slim. She says, it's so weird. Do people know how hard it is for you to stay slim? I said, well, my twin sister says no matter how successful I am, to stay this weight is my biggest achievement. Because besides this being healthy, it's also made me popular, more popular as a model. And people say, oh, you're so thin. And I'm saying, I'm a size 6. Now, you know models, they're size 2.
Yeah.
I'm a size 6. And I weigh 140 pounds, and that's not considered light. I'm only 5'8". I'm not even that tall.
So what changed for you? I mean, obviously, there was a physical change, but did something happen with your relationship with food or how you wanted to look?
Well, first of all, as a teenager, I was always a size 8 because it didn't matter. It was the 60s, you know. There was no pressure on
weight.
When
you say 8, do you mean like a US 8?
US 8.
Okay.
And then my ex-husband was then dating me and he cheated on me and I didn't know men cheated on women. So I cried for a week and lost 10 pounds. And then I won a beauty competition and a contract in Johannesburg. And then I was a size 6, you see. Then it was my final year at university. And, I was studying in Afrikaans. I was studying sciences in Afrikaans and it was really hard. And I ate my way through it and ended up at 205 pounds. Very quickly. I mean, my appetite is huge. But then I got a job lecturing to nurses on how to do infant feeding. And I just had to base it on studies because once you've had a baby, you know, you kind of have some knowledge. I had no knowledge. I was 21. And then I got married and had 3 kids in 3 years. Then I made an effort to lose weight and eat well. And I got down to 140 pounds again and got divorced. And then I was modeling a lot in another town. You know, I ran away with my kids and immediately they signed me on. I was 31 and you didn't know that they would want a 31-year-old, but they needed one older model in their runway show and everybody else was 18. So that was great. Then I had a fiance who got another model pregnant and moved in next door to me. So I ate my way through that too and got to 205 pounds again. See, I have no problem gaining weight.
May makes a plan for real.
What's your like snack food? Like, what's the food? How did I gain
the weight?
Yeah.
Fried chicken, ice cream, hamburgers, fries, chocolates, as much as I like.
So you like to eat. You're a nutritionist who likes to eat.
Now I like to eat, but I'm very planned. My food is very well planned because I have to make that plan or I gain weight.
Okay.
And if I go out for dinner, I can eat more than anybody else at the table. But then I have 3 days of excellent eating to get my weight. I'll gain 3 pounds overnight and then I will get it back down in 3 days. It's not easy for me. I have to focus on it. It doesn't come naturally.
And I love to hear that. I can't stand these people. I'm like, it's easy. Just eat until you're satisfied.
No. Yeah. That's the point.
I'm like, if I could, we wouldn't be talking right now.
Exactly. Yes. I can eat more than anyone.
And the crazy thing to me is you have pictures of yourself at all these ages.
Yes.
And it's funny because I'm thinking about how young women and young men now, they're going to grow up and have pictures of themselves at every single age because of the phone, right?
Right.
But at your age, you're the only person probably you know who has like a picture from every year. What has it been like to see yourself change through the lens of your career? Like you could go back probably and see every year of your life what you looked like.
Well, first of all, as a teenager, I had mousy brown hair, as you can see from my photos that were mainly black and white. Then I started coloring my hair blonde. So then in the 70s, I was going blonde. And then in the 80s, I was very blonde. And then plus size modeling came in. Who knew? And suddenly I was the only plus size model in South Africa. And every agency needed a plus size and an older model. So I filled both categories.
So you really cornered the market.
I cornered the market. So other agents would ask my agent in Johannesburg to book me for their runway shows. And also then a plus size modeling, plus size fashion came in from one brand. And I was their main model. 3 days a month, I was booked for a photo shoot, which is great.
Do you think it's changed your relationship with how it feels to age, being able to see yourself? Like 1 year, you're like, oh, didn't have that wrinkle last year, and now I have it. Whereas maybe a woman who's not in modeling wouldn't have that.
I don't worry about my wrinkles.
Okay. Good to know.
I market my wrinkles, you know. So at 71, if you use bad lighting for creative purposes, I look 105. But if you use great lighting and you retouch, I look 25. I mean,
so these pictures don't give you a true idea of.
I'm quite happy with whatever they choose, and I like looking pretty. So I'm quite happy to be 71 with some wrinkles, but you know, sometimes they need me to frown. So these wrinkles.
Something else I wanted to know is that, you know, yes, you quarter the market on like plus size and. Did you say more mature? What would we use? What language are you comfortable with?
Funny enough, before I became Mae Musk supermodel, it was always like, let's put the older model in the middle.
Oh, no.
They didn't even know my name.
When the creative director doesn't
know the name.
Did they
really say that?
Yeah. You can call me anything, just book my job.
I love it. Yeah. I love the attitude.
I needed to work, you book me and call me anything.
But does it ever bother you? Like, do you ever feel like, oh, you know, whenever they, you know, the press writes about me, it's always about, you know, they throw your age in it, or, you know, they use you as an example of, you know, inclusivity in terms of age. Does that feel kind of like, listen, I'm just a model, or do you like that?
I love it.
Oh, that's
I
great.
I love it. And that's why my hashtag is, it's great to be 71. And in April, it'll be great to be 72.
And so tell me more about that. Like, is this something you've always leaned into, you know, as you've gotten older?
I've never had a problem with my age. I've modeled younger or older, depending on what the job requires. And it's not an ego thing. It's a job thing. Mm. And you want me to be an old dementia patient of 90? I've done that. Yeah.
For like a commercial?
No, you really haven't, have you?
No, it was a print job.
It was print. Okay.
Oh, no. But when I did the New York Magazine cover, they said I was only about 61. And they said they're going to make me look 70 because of the lighting. They needed to have an older woman on the cover. I said, sure.
I like it. You're really pragmatic about this stuff. It's like, what's in it for me at the end of the day? You're not getting all like twisted up about it.
Yeah. It's not an ego thing when you model. I mean, I was a house coat queen. I mean, really, you got an ugly outfit. They used to put it on me because they said I could make it look better.
Older girl, get in the middle, in the house
exactly.
coat.
Didn't bother me
That's
one
really
bit.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about beauty because this is a beauty podcast. All you mentioned you got a lot of work when you let your hair, your true hair color grow out.
I know.
So that sounds like it was a pragmatical decision. Was it because you wanted to get more work?
No, I didn't know. I thought the work was done. Remember, nobody wanted me at auditions. So.
A lot of people that listen to our podcast say they worry when they stop dyeing their hair, what's going to be under there? Were you worried?
I guess you're a little worried, but I was curious, more than worried. I had nothing to lose.
Yeah.
So then when it came out white and then cut it short, it looked rather cool. Did I look older or younger? I don't know. But if you look at my photos, I didn't look older.
Yeah.
I looked much more trendy.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yes, cool. So, and young girls are coloring their hair my color.
Yeah.
And so I know I went into a nightclub at night, so they didn't know my age. And then a young girl just said to me, what color did you use? And it's because she didn't realize my. I said, no, I just tried aging.
Yeah. That's what, when people say they
it's
like
free.
My streak, they're like, oh, I like your streak. I was like, you can get older and have one too. But it is a lovely, like, white, silvery white. Do you use any of those special shampoos or anything?
You know, my mom and dad had white hair, but I use, every now and again, a hairstylist will say, oh, there's a little yellow coming, a little oxidizing coming. And then I'll use a purple shampoo every 6 weeks.
Do you have a favorite one?
I can't remember which one I used. You know, I get gifts nowadays, which I never got when I was the other model, the older model.
The one in the middle.
The one in the middle.
Come
the older
here.
Model
yeah.
in the middle.
Yeah.
I get gifts now. So then I use those.
You're an influencer, Mae. That's
I know.
What happens.
Isn't that? It's because of social media. It's because I went on Instagram and then that got me IMG models. That got me my publicist. That got me... CoverGirl.
You had a whole life change.
A whole life change. And if you want to move ahead in life, you have to take advantage of Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
I love it.
I mean, everything else. It's free advertising. And you have to promote yourself as to what you want to be. If you're a writer, if you're an artist, if you're, you know, a scientist, you need to let people know what you do. And then you need to tag people who could be clients of yours. And that's what will move you ahead. And that's what moved me ahead.
I love this. We're getting a little like social media, like a masterclass moment too. So when you look back, what do you know now about aging that you didn't know when you were younger?
We didn't know about sun damage. And so because I had a wall around my yard in Johannesburg, the models would come there and we would lie naked by the pool with sunflower seed oil, you know, sunflower oil. I mean, or olive oil or anything though. All over our face and body. Because when you model and you do a backless dress, you can't have your bikini strap showing or you can't have any straps even around the shoulders. So you have to be able to wear any kind of outfit. And mine was the only private place where nobody could see us. So we'd all lie in the sun and bake. And then at 35, my aunt died of skin cancer.
Oh, no.
She was living in Montreal, which has very little sun, but she would go golfing in Florida every summer or every winter in Montreal. And she never used sun protection or a hat. Mm. And so that was scary. So from then, never in the sun, always sunscreen, hat, sleeves, everything. And so I've got some sunspots, but luckily there's makeup that can hide the sunspots.
Do you have a favorite SPF?
You know, I saw on one of the morning shows that a dermatologist said you don't have to go above 30 SPF because after that it's not much more effective. So sometimes I have 30, sometimes it's 50. And again, I have gifts.
Yeah, whatever they send you, I'll take it.
Yeah.
And what about things like cosmetic surgery, tweakments, you know, Botox, filler, all of that? Is that something that you embrace without judgment or is this like not for you?
I think it's for whoever wants to have it done. In my case, they need my wrinkles sometimes. So I need them available. And
those are your money makers.
Yeah, they are my money makers. but many of my friends have it done and they really love it and they're happy with it and I'm happy for them.
What about your other skincare things? Because despite your early sun damage, you still look pretty good. What do you like to do? Like slather on moisturizer? Are you into peels? What's the main mask regimen?
Yeah, very radiant, the skin.
Well, you know, it's the makeup today. You know, let's do radiant, highlighter and all that. What I do is I use a facial cleanser and then under eye cream and then I always have to have a moisturizer. My skin gets very dry, a day moisturizer and then lip balm. And then at night I would do a night moisturizer. But I really can't do a skin peel because just like about 20 years ago, I won a raffle and I got a dermatology would do a facial on me. And what happens, I did get some skin peeling off, you know, just lightly, but I had a makeup ad to do.
Oh,
and then the makeup artist was furious.
Because yeah,
these little touch, you know.
Flakes.
And they weren't retouching 20 years ago.
Oh, this was a while ago.
Yeah. So all these little flakes, she said, why would you do such a thing? So I haven't done it since.
And what do you always travel with? What's some of your makeup products or things that are always in your bag?
Well, I always have CoverGirl.
And well,
only
of course.
CoverGirl makeup. And
what's your go-to lipstick? You always have a bold lip on.
Oh, yeah, yes. Well, I have a variety of reds, oranges, pinks. And then I also have a natural color, you know, for walking my dog.
The walking the dog lipstick. I love it. And would you ever go out without any makeup?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So before we let you leave, we want to ask you just a little bit of like a, it's almost like a little personality test.
Okay.
So you just answer as fast as you can. Don't overthink things. What was the first beauty product you fell in love with?
Eyelashes.
Mm.
Fake. We did the Twiggy look. Those eyelashes.
Were you good at putting them on?
You know, I probably wasn't that good, but I wore them. We had to wear them every day.
I don't know how to put fake eyelashes on, so I'm amazed when people say that. Like, we used to wear them all the time. Like, you were all so smart. Okay, are you an introvert or an extrovert?
I'd say extrovert.
Extrovert, okay. Favorite ice cream flavor?
Chocolate.
Did you eat that when you had to like gain weight?
Yes.
Okay, you didn't have to gain weight, I was saying.
My favorite one now is a Mary Cone by Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, the Ben and Jerry's.
Oh,
the best. I love hearing what people gain weight on. I said it's like a weird like fetish.
Well, I love hearing the very specific ice cream flavor because you said chocolate, but you knew exactly which brand then, and which
it
flavor.
It has bits of things.
It's got bits of things. It isn't actually chocolate, but it has bits of everything I love.
How do you control yourself with it? Like, do you just like have a small dish?
I just buy the small one. Sometimes I'll say that's dinner and I'll just spoil myself.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. Okay. What's the song that pumps you up?
I Will Survive.
Okay.
Oh, excellent.
All right. Powerful
screaming
message.
Screaming out loud when I got divorced, that's when it was a hit.
Perfect timing. Wow. You made it.
I Will Survive.
I love that.
Yeah.
And then we have a segment called Raise a Wand.
It's a mascara wand. We raise a mascara wand, meaning you like it.
Yeah. So what would you raise a wand to? What product?
It doesn't even have to be product.
Yeah. It could be like
movie,
puppies.
Book. Something right now that you're loving this month. Right now, what do you love? What are you obsessed with, May?
Oh, television show, The Morning Show.
Okay, so
I'm obsessed with The Morning Show.
Reese Witherspoon and
Jennifer Aniston. I'm halfway through it, and I have to.
I feel like you need a guest spot on their next season of The Morning Show. That would be fun.
I guess you've got to put it out there.
I'm putting it out there for you.
You might know people.
I'll go walk past and just give them some papers to read.
Some cover girl. I'll be the makeup artist something.
Yes, perfect. Yes, there you go.
May, you're so much fun. I'm going to make a plan because of you. Aren't you?
You're so lovely. She's so lovely.
But I like that she's a hustler. You mean business. I like it.
We never stop hustling.
Very good. Thank
you. Don't stop hustling.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Okay, thank you, May.
Thank you.
It's time to raise a wand.
It's time.
Okay, so raise a wand, probably your favorite part of the show, also happens to be Ulta's favorite part of our show. So they want to do a special version of Raise a Wand brought to you by Sparked at Ulta.
So my raise a wand is from Florence by Mills. So there are these cute little under eye patches called Swimming Under the Eyes gel pads, and they're in the shape of a whale.
Oh, this is the Millie Bobby Brown line.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So cute. So when do you put those on?
So you put them on. I'll tell you when I put them on. And I learned this from watching Daniel Martin do my makeup for my wedding. Mm-hmm. He put these under eye pads while he did my eye makeup. And I was like, oh, like spa treatment. He's like, I always like to do this. So he was using a different brand, mm-hmm. but I have taken this tip. And not only is it great for like, you know, giving yourself a little mini spa treatment and kind of gets you into like, it kind of gets me into like a makeup mode. Like, okay, I'm doing my makeup, like make an effort. Mm-hmm. It also helps with shadow fallout.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't have to like redo
your...
The whale catches it. And these are great because they have a lot of hyaluronic acid. So we know that's good for the old under eye area.
How much are those?
These are $34, but you get quite a bunch.
And you can like reuse those, right? Not too many times, but I like
I don't reuse them.
I stick some in the fridge sometimes.
This is 30 pairs and it comes in like a little jar and they're purple. And if you're into like Instagramming yourself, right, doing
fine.
These
it's probably
stuff,
not directions. It's you can't reuse them. I'm cheap. Whatever.
Okay. I don't think you can redo
them. My raise a wand is Pattern. You know I love Tracee Ellis's Ross.
I love Black-ish.
Tracee Ellis Ross. That's a hard name to make it like a possessive.
Tracee Ellis Ross's.
Tracee Ellis Ross's hairline Pattern. So she has a travel size leave-in conditioner, which I love because it has 3 full ounces, which is a good size because I do not want to get stuck again at a hotel in Germany using the damn in-the-room conditioner. Have you ever tried hotel conditioner?
I'm not sure it's conditioner. I don't know if it's like liquid, like diluted body lotion.
Sometimes I think it's just shampoo again, or they put body lotion in the thing and they tell you put this on your hair. Do not use the hotel hair conditioner.
It's so bad.
Go get yourself some Pattern travel size leave-in conditioner. It's $9. You get 3 ounces. This is a great product for really curly hair. I have the frizz and the gray, so I need a lot of moisture.
Especially when you travel, you don't know if the water is like hard or soft.
Or
what.
After the airplane, your hair is even drier. Yeah, so this is really good for that. Okay. So get it at Sparked at Ulta Beauty.
How much is it?
$9.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. Our show is produced by At Will Media.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram at FatMascara. Go to FatMascara.com to get a link to our private Facebook group and hit us up.
If you have a beauty question, you can send it to us at info@FatMascara.com. We'd love if you send us a voice memo. We also want to hear your Reza wands. Send those to the same address, info@FatMascara.com.
And if you like what you're hearing, please leave us a review on iTunes. Just throw us some stars.